Alleluia, Christ is risen. In John 20, it says, on the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, peace be with you. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Christ is risen from the dead. But what has really changed about our lives? Something that hasn't changed is weakness and fear. Just look at the disciples. The event that changes all eternity has happened, and they're living like business as usual. They're living as if Jesus is dead and his enemies won. We have a spiritual high when we're with the Lord and our brothers and sisters at church, but we sin again and fall into old habits. We fall back into thinking and living as if God were dead and we mattered most. Take an honest look at this past week. How often have you defied God or even dared him to keep you from sinning? How many other people have you sinned against by your thoughts, words, or actions? Honestly, did Easter have any effect on us? But that's precisely when God enters into our locked doors with the peace that does change everything. Christ was crucified for you. This word comes to you in the gloomy corners of your heart. God is grieved by your sins, but on account of his Son, he has put away your guilt. Believe in the word of the Lord that even you have peace with God through Jesus Christ. What has changed in us? We're still plagued with stubborn, sinful hearts and weak faith, but God also hasn't changed. He still wants to be your Lord and God forever. Only do not turn him away when he visits you to say, peace be with you. Alleluia, Christ is risen indeed. Amen.